Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
People, you're with me. How lovely, how marvelous, how grand. The year is slipping away from us. How did that happen? My goodness, we're right dead in the middle of December. What happened to January 2016? Worse than that, what happened to the places you said in 2015 you were going to go in 2016 and you haven't gotten there yet? And for all of you golfers who have great aspirations of playing the old course in St. Andrews just as a matter of respect and admiration for the sport, because you know I don't golf, but I have interviewed top golfers, top golf directors, golf pros, the people that make sure that the golfer's experience is fantabulous. And, you know, going to St. Andrews isn't what it's cracked up to be. I mean, other than the kind of spiritual experience of being in the place where it all started. And they have a bunch of courses. When I took our senior producer, David Isby, and our sound engineer, Kevin, had them fly over and meet us. We went ahead. We were in Scotland when I sent a young man, Nathan Warmack, whose last name is an anagram of the name McCraw, with a K added for good luck at the end, when his ancestors didn't do so well at the Battle of Culloden, I think it was, in Scotland. They had to disappear, basically. And they, you know where they wound up? In Missouri. And when Nathan saw the film Braveheart, and he was a sophomore in high school, 2 years left to go, and got turned on to his Scottish history and started doing all kinds of research into his own personal Scottish background and the history of what went on in Scotland. I found out that he wore a kilt to the October dance at his school, and his principal, who I'm told's last name was McClure, so what's up with that one, told him he looked like a clown, he needed to go home and change, and in typical Scottish fashion, he dug in his heels and said, that's not going to happen. The Gun Society, not spelled G-U-N like bang bang, but G-U-N-N, a Scottish name. The Gun Society started a petition online, and in no time, 12,000 people signed up for two purposes. One, to get Nathan a proper Scottish tartan to match the McCraw's tartan, and to get him a bunny Prince Charlie everything that he's supposed to be wearing and look very prim and proper, and to see if they could amend the school's dress code. Well, you know, he was a senior. In about 8 months, he was going to be graduating from high school. He would be 18. He lives in America. He wants to wear a kilt every day. People will applaud him. Nobody's going to get in his way. But I believe that what he needed to do, he needed to go to Scotland and commune with his ancestors and breathe Scottish air and travel around a bit and actually stay at a place called Culloden House. I thought that was cool. And as Stephanie Abrams, travel fairy godmother, I provided this family of three with 9 days and eight nights in 4- and 5-star castle and historic hotels with wonderful dinners every night and a Mercedes to drive about for 9 days and eight nights. And after it was all done, I realized, you know, how can I just send these people who live in Missouri off? Oh, and with the help of what used to be Continental, they got themselves from Jackson, Missouri to Louisville. No, excuse me, St. Louis, smack on your hand, to St. Louis. Flew from St. Louis to Newark on Continental, changed planes, flew to Edinburgh. And when they landed in Edinburgh, we were standing there waiting for them, as was our sound engineer and our senior producer, David Isby, who had already had the pleasure of going off to St. Andrews to play there, which is something we made happen the minute they arrived. Transatlantic, we threw them in the back of the car. They slept for 45 minutes on that trip, and off they went to play golf. Happily, their handicap was good enough to be able to play the old course. I have to tell you that about a year later, dragging David in tow and Eric, who was then our sound engineer, we went to a place that was pretty much, well, I was at this place when it was 2 months old. And at this point, it was a little bit older, and the first 9 holes of its golf course were in place, and the golf pro was going to go out the next morning with David and Eric at 9 a.m., only it was in March, and the dew of the morning had frosted over on the grass, and given their insurance carriers' concerns that they might slip and break their necks, had we been able to postpone it, we were leaving that day, they could have played at 11 successfully. But at 9 a.m., the sun had not yet burned off the frost, so they didn't get to play on this brand new golf course, although they got to stay at this brand new resort. The resort's name is Loch Earn Resort. It's in Enniskillen in Northern Ireland. It's just at, if there were a border, I mean, if there really was a border, this would be like being in Greenwich, Connecticut, and you can look right across, put your foot on the other side of the imaginary line, and you'd be in New York. So to be in Enniskillen, Northern Ireland, you are a hop and a jump, and, you know, a minute and a half or so with a car, and you're in the Republic of Ireland. And there are no people. You don't need to show a passport. There's no booth at the border. There's no real border crossing. It's just you're there, and you keep – it's like Delaware – to New Jersey or Maryland to Washington, D.C. or Pennsylvania. It's you just drive and it's all open space. And so we have wonderful memories, even wonderful memories of the kind of regrettable situation that Dave Isby and Eric did not get to play the Nick Faldo golf course at Loch Earn Resort. We have to fix that sometime. You see, that was B.C., before children for David, so it's a little tougher to get him to be across an ocean anymore, but we're working on that because I love to take my staff places where they'll do things that you're not going to get me to do, like play golf and climb a mountain and go fishing and just things that we can get them to experience and then talk about with me. So you've probably heard, unless you were paying no attention at all, you've certainly heard us talk about Loch Earn Resort on Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, as I often catch up with my very good friend Noel McMeal, the executive chef, amazing writer of The Irish Pantry, a great cookbook that it took me 8 years of kicking him in the behind to finally get to write and publish, but he's done it, and it's a book you need to have. The Irish Pantry by Noel. Can you believe his last name's McMeal? M-C-M-E-E-L. So we've got William Kirby, the general manager of Lockern Resort, who I have yet to meet, I have yet to interview. We're going to learn all about him together, and we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets are on sale now. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I have William Kirby on the line and long enough to be able to say a quick hi, y'all. How are you, William Kirby?
Hi, Stephanie. I'm at super.
Yeah, but I knew that. That's why I invited you to come on, and we're gonna do some serious talking about you and about the resort. You prefer to be called William?
Most of the time.
Okay.
Unless I'm in trouble.
Aha! Uh-huh. See, now in America, it's usually the other way around. A fellow would be Bill until he got himself into trouble with his mom or his wife or his teacher, and then he would be William.
Well, my mother-in-law is from Scotland, and she calls me Willie.
Oh, that's odd.
I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. You know, I have to tell you, if I had known the name Liam, which is the William without the will, if I had known the name Liam when my son was born, I would have named him Liam. I really love that name. So, but you're not a Liam, you're a William.
Well, I'm what you call a blow-in, and you can tell my accent is not from these parts. I'm a Yorkshireman by origin, so Liam is a blow-in for 10 years and the island of Ireland.
Got it. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarede Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Golf is such an easy game.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have a delightful pleasure of having on the line with me a gentleman that I hope I get to speak with more often. But he is truly up to his neck, probably in golf balls, taking care to make sure that the guest experience at Loch Earn, E-R-N-E, Resort. And Loch, it means the same thing as, you know, Loch in Scotland, like Loch Lomond, but it's spelled L-O-U-G-H. Which is the Irish spelling for the word. So Loch Earn Resort, you may have heard about on more than one occasion because Rory McIlroy, who distinguished himself quite early on as an amazing golfer, has spent a lot of time at Loch Earn Resort, starting from the point when he was a much smaller lad, as my Irish friends would note. And last year, any of you watched The Bachelorette, they did a segment or two that was filmed on site at Loch Earn Resort. And I have to tell you, it really annoyed me because I only remember one or two times when they found a very small sign that said Loch Earn. So you really didn't, if you didn't know the place, you didn't know where it was. And I have to tell you, William, funny story about that. I was looking for something to watch and I was flipping through the channels and I never watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but I came across that episode where the first half of the episode they visited someplace and I said, I know that place. It's in Galway. And it turned out to be a castle in Galway. I don't know why they picked that one, by the way. It would not be the one I would have chosen. But they stayed at a castle in Galway and then the Bachelorette and the other bachelor, she was down to two. I think his name was Sean. And they went someplace else and they didn't tell you where it was. And so there was this big building, long and low and sprawling, and a lot of grass. And as they panned back away from it, you could see a little bit of water. And I looked and I said, ah, it's Loch Earn. And then I watched to see if it really got any, you know, superior notice in terms of signage, and it was minuscule. Then they were sitting in a suite, and he was sitting on a red velvet sofa. And I said, they showed that first. They showed the suite first, and I said, I've been there. I can't tell you where it is, but I've been there. And then I saw the four-poster bed, and I said, you know what? That's the Nick Faldo suite. I have slept in that bed. And then they showed the building from the back, but they really didn't show enough of, you know, it was more focus on Sean running with no clothes across the lawn, and she got engaged to him? What, did her mother teach her nothing? Anyway, I thought it was great fun. It's the only episode I watched, and I caught the episode in Ireland. It was marvelous. So were you on property when that took place, or you came later?
I came much later than that. I heard all the hullabaloo about it was here, and I think I was a little bit frustrated as well, even after the fact, that the lock was never really publicized to any huge degree,
No. Unless,
of course, you knew where you were.
Right, exactly. You know, well, when I saw the suite, when I saw the red sofa and the chair on the side, and, you know, I looked at it and I said, I know that sofa. I have sat on that. But, you know, where? Didn't recall immediately. But then when I saw the four-poster bed with, you know, the carving on the posters, and on the posts, and then I realized, oh my gosh, that's the Nick Faldo suite, and I have twice been a guest in that room on two different occasions, and then they panned back, showed the back of the building, showed a little bit of the lake, then they had some, I don't know, some little tea time, something on high top tables, arranged somewhere in one of the dining areas or the bar area, but they really didn't show the hotel to its advantage, nor did the person viewing who didn't know where it was. When they were done, you still didn't know where it was. I, of course, knew where it was, and I talked about it on the air, so I let my listeners know the following weekend when I was talking about, oh, what happened last week, and look at this. But where were you before you came to Luckern?
Well, I spent 9 years in County Kilkenny, which probably your listeners know exactly where that is. County Kilkenny is way down in the southeast of the Republic, and Mount Juliet was the resort, which is, it's not too dissimilar to type of resort like Lochearn, except it doesn't have the locks round about it. So, yeah, I did some time down in sunny Kilkenny. And resort is where I kind of reside in terms of my career the last few years. And do you know what? I thought I'd take the trip up. And you talk about the border, this kind of border that isn't a border. I mean, 10 miles from here is the Republic, and you don't even know you're in
it. That's right. Well, you do know. I tell my listeners, the way you know when you've left the Republic and you've entered the North is that the next road marker you see will tell you how far you are from the next destination, town, or city in miles instead of kilometers. And when you pass a petrol station, which we would call a gasoline station, and it will show you on a big sign the cost of the gasoline. It will be marked in pounds sterling rather than in euros. Other than that, you really don't know there's been a change. I mean, it's... Mm.
Well, the roads are a little bit wider in the south because you can overtake on the hard shoulder, and you can't do that in the north. So.
But, you know, I find, interestingly enough, that the roads in the north tend to be better paved, you know, better attended to. They always look like somebody came through here with asphalt last week and smoothed them all over. And you can't say that everywhere in the Republic, but none of that has stopped us from putting over 60,000 miles on the vehicles we have driven in Ireland. And, you know, Ireland, as I explained to my audience, is a country small enough that if you had enough pocket change, you could carpet the entire island that is Ireland. But we've managed in all the nooks and crannies and our 2 to 4 trips a year to Ireland to do well over 60,000 miles driving about. And still, there are things in and around Enniskillen that we haven't managed to get to. One of them, there is a tour fellow, he takes little groups of people out, who has promised me no matter when I come, he's going to take me, but I don't usually look him up. if the weather isn't perfect, because it's really a place you should be going in spring, summer, early fall, not in the winter when often we have been in the region. There's a place that looks like that has the statues, the stone statues that look like the statues on Easter Island. And I'm busting to go there. Maybe next time. Stay with me. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back and talk with William Kirby about his first impression arriving at Loch Earn Resort. Don't leave me.
Driver, concentrate just like Tiger and you'll find golf is such an easy game. All you gotta do is hit that bay, that Trevino, play that draw just like Sergio, hit it straight. Byron Nelson's claim to fame. Get out of that rough just like Savvy, pop that wedge just like Lefty.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have William Kirby on the line. He is happily ensconced at Loch Earn Resort in Enniskillen. And now Enniskillen is actually a town. And it almost feels like a city. Maybe it is officially a city. But it's got all the kinds of services that you'd want in a place where people reside and visit. Because if you want to go shopping or take a nice walk around, and you want to visit a variety of churches and various attractions, you'll find it all in Enniskillen. So while the post office address may say Enniskillen, Loch Earn Resort is not in the town. It's out on the road. It's not that far out on the road, but you really truly feel that you have escaped city life and you are out in the countryside. And to some degree, you may feel like you have escaped to Spain or Greece, where they have those windmills, the ones that Don Quixote went fighting in Spain. And when you go to islands like Santorini and Mykonos in Greece, you'll see those round white stucco buildings with a kind of turret roof, and they've got a big windmill in the front. Well, in addition to the accommodations in the main building, where there's often a Rolls Royce or something like it parked right outside the front door, just down the drive, you'll come to, I don't know, what is it, 9, 12, 6? There's a bunch of these wonderful towers that look like any minute Don Quixote will come galloping through, such as his gallop might have been, that are, when we stayed there with David Isby and crew, we had one of those towers because there's multiple bedroom accommodations and then there are communal living areas, you know, the living room and whatnot. And so when you want to gather up and just veg peacefully, you can do that, or you can go take a little walk down the road, not very far, into the main building where you'll find the library and lounge areas and restaurants and whatnot. And then, of course, there's the Nick Faldo golf course. So you were in Kilkenny. Had you come from Mount Juliet on a kind of joyride to see the place? Or was the first time, William, that you saw Loch Earn Resort when you came to discuss the potential of being its general manager?
No, actually. I came on a, I think you could call it a business course, but it ended up being 18 holes and dinner with a bunch of hoteliers about 6-7 years ago, actually. And I roomied with another GM, and we sat and we talked about the resort, and we both thought it was the best location for a resort we could possibly find. And that was the first time, and all these years later, of course, I don't need a second invitation to go back. And our new owners, of course, were a little bit connected to Mount Juliet in some strange ways, and that's how I met them. So I jumped at the chance. So it's
when did you leave Mount Juliet?
I left in... I did a year in another resort, well, not really a resort, it's a city centre resort as such in Kilkenny, after 2015. So I did a year after Mount Juliet somewhere in Kilkenny.
Got it.
And so I left in February 2015.
February 2015.
I started here in May this year.
Okay. Okay. Because I met a fellow named Alan. Is his last name Gallagher?
Oh, yeah, no, Alan, yeah.
Yeah, I met him in Boston at a Tourism Ireland roadshow this past March 2016. And I was hoping that on one of our, so far, three trips, about to be four trips to Ireland, we would have gotten close enough to go through, because I have never been on property there. And it is such a lovely place. So clearly you understand the luxury market, which is a very big plus and a blessing for the folks at Loch Earn.
Well, I pride myself on being very fussy in where I work, and yeah, which sometimes is a problem for me, because I've got to choose the right place to go and work. So, but I've landed on my feet here, and it's, as you say, and you're describing the turrets and the Faldo suite and the golf course and the view. I mean, I can't imagine anywhere in this country that is more breathtaking than Loch Earn. Even if I wasn't managing here, I could stand on the hill and look out onto the lakelands, and I would just think I'm in heaven.
You know, I can't remember what the story or the play or the movie was. I mean, it's some work of fiction. I'll have to give it some thought. But the mother had three children, and she kept telling each of them that each child was her best child. And in some way, each one was, because each was best in some unique way that made them uniquely who they were. And I think about not only resorts in Ireland and Northern Ireland, but elsewhere in the UK, in Europe, in the US, in Canada, you know, other places in the world where there are fabulous places, but they are... You know, there's no degrees of uniqueness. It's either unique or it isn't. You know, there's no more unique, most unique. None of that exists. But there are places that are so special, and there's no place else like it. And so it's almost hard to make comparisons, and why would you want to anyway? But if you are on a trail that's taking you through Northern Ireland, north, south, or east, west, or in a big loop, incorporating or not incorporating the Republic of Ireland, Loch Earn Resort is a place you're going to want to go and recharge your batteries. And particularly if you are a golfer, you're going to be so happy there. And if you're a non-golfer, as I am, you're going to be so happy there. And I have to tell you that I can remember the midnight buffet that Chef Noel McNeil created at Castle Leslie for our arriving guests coming up on 14 years ago this January. We had people coming in from all over the States, and some of them came by way of Europe, and they were arriving at crazy times of the afternoon, the evening, and some weren't scheduled to arrive until 11 o'clock at night, and everybody's stomach was in a different time zone. And I said, do me a favor, even though we're doing a big dinner that night, will you have something out so people can have a nibble, so when they arrive and, you know, they've got something to eat, and those who had dinner earlier and are ready for another snack, there we go. And he made all these sandwiches on freshly baked breads, and the meats were so tender and perfectly spiced, and they had interesting sauces on them. And, you know, here it is now coming up on 14 years later, and I remember the sandwiches that were served at midnight. So when I learned that he was moving over from Castle Leslie, which people, if you don't recall or you're listening for the first time, was where Paul McCartney married Heather the Beast in June of 2002. And 6 months later, our daughter wanted to get married in Ireland, and she wanted to get married in a castle, and that's the one we settled on. So I figured it was good enough for Paul. It would work, and it worked well. But meeting Noel and knowing that he is at Lockern is a very good indication, people, that you're not only every part of your being is going to be happy at Lockern, and particularly your stomach. So, and your eyes, because the presentation of food is just gorgeous. So when you arrived at Lockern, now this was May last year? May this year. So do you feel settled in yet?
I think the honeymoon period's over. Yeah, well, listen, I suppose arriving in May, you hit the ground running. You have to go straight into the busy
high
summer season.
Sure.
So I haven't really had the chance to take a breath, to be honest. And we're now into the Christmas break. So, it's been quite a whirlwind few months. And it's been super. I've got a super team here. And, of course, you talk about Noel. You know, Noel is the epitome of positivity, and his food and his providence that he portrays for here is, I mean, the guy is the most positive guy I've ever worked with.
And he's a very good friend, and, we've adopted him, and he's adopted us, so we're now all family. But, it's a very special thing to have him on staff, so I know you're taking very good care of him. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, because I want to run through the features and benefits available to the guest staying at Lockern Resort in Enniskillen in Northern Ireland. You can check out Lockern, E-R-N-E, resort.com. And there's a link from the show notes at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
In a neat little town they called Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. And as many easy hours, sweet happiness, I spent in that neat little town.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is William Kirby, who is the general manager of Loch Earn Resort. Loch, L-O-U-G-H-E-R-N-E, LochEarnResort.com. Go have a look and see. It's going to impress you. But I have to tell you that just this past week, we went to see a place in Salisbury Mills, New York. I've had the owner on twice. Clearly, he said enough to get me excited that I wanted to go and see the place. And as usual, when I saw the place, I realized how he understated how amazing the place is. So that's the same story you have here. You can go to the website, you can read things, you can see things, and I'm going to tell you that they just, it's not possible to capture the wow factor without actually showing up on the property. And there's so much that's offered to the guest at Loch Earn Resort. So, William Kirby, walk us through. What do you see are the top and most compelling reasons that people want to come back and come back again and again to Loch Earn Resort?
Well, I suppose you started to talk about location, and when you get here, you don't want to leave, and I'm sure you've heard that plenty of times before for your listeners, but truly, the scenery is something you've never experienced before. So, our guests, of course, the people that we employ here are super. You talked about Noel and the food. And the food, obviously, as a destination, is unrivaled. He's one of the best chefs in the whole country.
Well, yes, and he was. And let's not forget, it is because of Noel and his superior skills that Larkhorn Resort was awarded another rosette. And so you have how many now?
We've got three.
And that's
very
the highest.
Proud of them as well. So yeah. We're pushing very hard to be recognized for food. And I mean, when you're here, and when you've talked about the Faldo course, I mean, the Faldo course here.
Well, hang on just a second before you get into the golfing. For my audience that's not familiar with the Royal Automobile Club's food and driving guide that tells you all the best places to dine, they only give three rosettes. It's not like you got 3 out of 10, which sounds pitiful, or 3 out of 5, which is just mediocre. They only give three, and to get one rosette from these folks is a big deal. But to get three, this is top drawer.
Well, let me tell you that there is actually a fourth.
And, when did that happen?
There's only one restaurant in the whole country that has four.
Who's that?
And there's only one in the north that has three, which is, of course, none other than Lockern.
Who's got four? Who's the one with four? I never even heard of four.
Yeah, Patrick Gibo's restaurant in the Merion Hotel in Dublin has four rosettes.
Eaten there a bunch of times.
He
Photos online
stars,
eating there.
So, yeah. But Noel, I think the good thing about Noel is the fact that he does everything with his local providence in mind. That's a very difficult thing to match. Three rosettes with all local ingredients, which is testament to his drive and ambition. So we harness that. We really harness it, I tell you. And it's not just about the food. You know, the whole experience starts and finishes with, you know, the scenery outside. And inside, it's very baronial, log fires and soft finishings. Our Thai spa... let me tell you about the Thai spa. The Thai spa is the only Thai spa with real Thai therapists in the whole country.
And that's impressive.
That is so, so unique to get a traditional Thai spa. Massage is very, very different, as you know, from a regular massage. So the Thai spa has a very, very exotic set of treatment rooms. All have the panoramic views overlooking the lock. Everywhere you look, you have a view of water and countryside. So, I mean, that with Nick Faldo's golf course, which again...
What makes it special?
What, the Faldo course?
Yeah, and people throw around names, Robert Trent Jones, Nick Faldo, whoever. What's the signature? What would be attractive to the golfer?
Well, you can play bad golf. I mean, I'm a golfer, right? So I can play. I've played the old course in St Andrews. I've played all the bucket list courses in Championship Golf in Scotland, and most of the ones in Ireland. The one here is unique in some ways because it matches links with parkland, and you've got every hole that has an experience that has views. You can play the worst golf ever, and you still have a magical experience. It's fair. It's tough. It's iconic because Rory plays here. Faldo obviously has his name to the course. And Nick Faldo, as you know very well, he's an iconic image of UK and Irish golf. And he's steeped in history himself. So why would he put his name to a piece of land other than somewhere he can say, okay, this is going to be a
I'm proud
unique
of this.
Experience.
Right, I'm proud of this. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So it seems to me, you know, given the panoramic views, and there are many gloriously sunny, beautiful days all over the island, which is Ireland, but you also have the interior space that feels like it's outside because of all the floor-to-ceiling, I guess there are 30-foot ceilings, and just sweeping glass, and you're in, but you feel like you're out. What a perfect spot for the perfect party, whether it's a destination wedding or a family reunion or a benchmarking birthday or anniversary. Do you do much of that?
Yeah, we do a lot of that because, of course, you know, any celebration is not a half an hour or it's not in a couple of hours having lunch. And here you have... families, whether it's wedding anniversaries, granny's 90th, or it's a wedding, they make two-day event out of it. Because, you know, the day itself is almost the minor event, because there's so much to do for the people you're inviting. You want them to bring their families, they want them to experience the surrounding countryside, whether it's going to one of the local attractions or it's just spending time doing the golf, doing the spa, doing the experiential things that we promote here. And you could spend a week here doing absolutely nothing and have a whale of a time. And that's the beauty about us being a attractive destination for any special occasion, because it is special.
I want to thank you so much for joining us. You were worried that we wouldn't. Where are we going to talk for an hour? We just did. Stay with me, everybody. We'll be back after the news. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.